إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, we have been talking about Amar bil Maruf and Nahi anil Munkar, enjoining good and forbidding evil, with respect to which we talked about the importance of doing it as well as the perils of not doing it. I mentioned to you the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ, where he said, if you see something evil, stop it with your hand, and if you are not capable of doing that, then speak up against it. And if you are not even capable of doing that, then hate it in your heart. And that last one is the sign of the weakness of your iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Ma'idah, تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Allah said, help each other in piety, in al-birr, and in taqwa, in seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا. Both of these are statements of hukum, where Allah is giving a direct instruction and order and saying, help each other in all goodness, in piety, and in taqwa, and la ta'awanu, and do not help each other, ala ismi wal udwan, in sin and in rebelliousness. I remind myself and you that if we do this, and then the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ also, which I mentioned the other day, where Rasulullah ﷺ said that if you stop doing this, if you stop doing this work of enjoining good and forbidding evil, of Amar bil Maruf and Nahi al Munkar, he said a time will come when you will make dua, you will ask Allah for something and Allah will not give it to you. And you will seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not protect you. What I want to remind myself and you about is, what do we understand by enjoining good? I suppose we understand that reasonably well. But as far as forbidding evil is concerned, Nahi al-Munkar, what is it that we understand that we should do? What Rasulullah ﷺ said is quite clear. He said, stop it with your hand, meaning take some action about this. So whether you hit the street or you call the police or whatever the case might be, but the point is that you take some action to stop what is wrong and evil in society, starting with, of course, your own family. And then if you can't do that, then speak up against it, meaning speak about it publicly, write articles, whatever way of expressing. And the last one, he said, hey, if you can't even do that, hate it in your heart, and that's a sign of the weakness of your faith. Now, hate it in your heart automatically means, for anyone with half a brain, that you do not participate in what is going on. Because it is completely illogical to say that I hate something and then we find you are in that place. So how is it that you hate it and you are in that place? Right? Now, to take my favorite example, which is our weddings. And that's my favorite example because also the easiest one to give. It is happening all around us. The interesting thing, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless and help those who are doing it. There was yesterday or day before yesterday something, there was a function where somebody, I think it is, I forget the name of the person. Anyway, there was a function where they gathered a lot of people and they talked about not being ostentatious in weddings and that we should, do them according to the Sharia and not have all the different customs and whatever else we have. So this is good, it's a good effort, alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the taqat in this and quwwat. The point I'm making is that while that is one effort, the weddings that are happening, they seem to be happening the same way like they have been happening all the time, right? Which is with all the different kind of ways of displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happening in them. And when you ask some people who are in there, imagine if a photograph is taken, then you are in there. So then if you go and ask him, why were you in that wedding? He said, no, but you see, I went there and I told them what you are doing is wrong. People have told me this. I went there, I go there to tell them that it is wrong. So my question is very simple. You went there to tell them it is wrong, right? So did you tell them? Yes, I told them. After that, what did you do? I sat and ate biryani. Why? The point is that if you went there to tell them that it is wrong, first of all, that is a futile activity, because whatever is happening there is a done deal. It's, you know, home and dry, right? They have done whatever they had to do. They have spent whatever they had to spend. Even if you go there and say that all of this which you are doing is wrong, it does not change anything, because even if they want to change, they can't change it now. It is too late. Whatever has happened has happened. But just for the sake of argument, okay, so you went there and you told them this is wrong. Then what must you do? You must leave. If you went there to tell them that it is wrong, you must leave. If you have not left and you are sitting there and you are eating their dinner and then you are congratulating the bride and congratulating the groom and congratulating the parents, then you are a hypocrite. You are a hypocrite. And this thing which you are saying that I went there to tell them that what they are doing is wrong is a lie. The fact that you hated this in your heart is a lie. Because if you hated it, why did you go there in the first place? What you need to do is to say, sorry, I am not coming for this reason. Don't say I am not coming because I have an upset stomach. No, I am not coming because what you are doing is haram. I am not coming because what you are doing attracts the itab of Allah, the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the malaika take a picture of the people who were in that wedding, I don't want my face in there. That is why I'm not coming. Say it clearly. But you don't have the backbone to say that. It's a wonder how some people are standing without backbones. They should be crawling on their bellies. So you go there and you participate. Now, what are you doing? You are doing the exact opposite of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered you to do in the Quran. La ta'awanu alal ismi wal udwan. This is what you are doing. You are helping people in sin and in rebellion. And I'm saying you are helping them because your position there as a significant member of the community is a sign off for them. Whether you like it or not, the fact that you went there and you claim that you told somebody, whoever it was, that what you are doing is wrong, right? This is a private conversation between you and that person. After all, this conversation, you did not stand on the whatever, you know, stage and say this on the mic. You told that person, private conversation. Whoever is watching and seeing there, what do they see? They see, oh, so-and-so was in this wedding. So-and-so was in this wedding. So-and-so was in this wedding. So what does that mean? It means that this wedding had the sign off, it had the approval of all these people who were there. The fact that they were there, bodily present, is a sign that they approved of what was happening. So go figure out how you are going to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't know. I'm just saying that very important to stop fooling yourself. If you really want something in life, stop lying to yourself. Because you are not lying to anybody else. Nobody is fooled. Even I am not fooled. So how about anyone else? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows precisely what is going on. The reality is that you are like those Bani Israel people who did not want to offend their rebellious friends. And therefore, even though they knew what they were doing was wrong, they still participated in those things because, oh, but you see, they will be offended. And then you give this lame excuse, lame duck excuse to say, oh, I went there to tell them it is wrong. Very simple question. If you went there to tell them it is wrong, why did you stay there 1 minute after that? And as I said, even going there to tell them it is wrong is a futile exercise. But okay, do the futile exercise. No problem. You go there, tell them it is wrong, go home. Are you dying of starvation? Are you a beggar on the street or something? You don't have food in your house. You have to eat that food in that place. This is all self-deception, nothing else. Complete self-deception. You're fooling yourself and nobody else. And when you go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will realize this. Therefore, the time to change is now. Boycott everything which is disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter who is doing it. We play this game of trying to please everybody, and that is why Amar bil Maruf does not happen. That is why Nahi al Munkar does not happen. That is why good is not promoted and evil is not prohibited. Because we want to please everyone. We have to decide who we want to please. If you want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then do that. If you want to please those who are doing their best to displease Allah, then most welcome, please do it. I have no problem. I am not with you in that. But understand that you can't do these two things simultaneously because both are mutually exclusive. You cannot please Allah and displease Allah at the same time. This is not possible. So my submission to all of you and my reminder to myself is, let us understand that on the day of judgment, the one asking the questions will be Allah. So let us ensure that we don't ruin ourselves by playing these games and by fooling ourselves and being and behaving as hypocrites, and by our presence supporting activities which are the clear disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I told you, even if you told somebody what they were doing is wrong, that is a private conversation between you and that person. The world does not know that. The world is seeing you present in that place, and the message the world takes is that this place, this thing had to be fine because there was this great alim and this great shaykh and this great shaykha who were there. If it was wrong, how is it that so and so was there? What is the answer? This is the message that you are giving to the whole world. By your presence in a place where something was going wrong, the Sharia is very clear on this. That you should be right and you should also give the appearance of being right. For example, in the Sharia in Islam, it is not recommended that you go to a bar or some other gambling den or something and say that I went there to give da'wah. That is not the place to give da'wah. You want to stop something which is going wrong, for example, to stay with these weddings. You want to stop what is going wrong in those weddings. You know and I know perfectly well, in this city we can even name the people. In whose family, in which families, in which people's places, what is likely to happen, you know this in advance. Everybody knows everybody else in this place. You really are serious about stopping something? Go to their house before that wedding and sit with them and say, look, your wedding is coming up. Please make sure that you don't displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make the wedding on the Sharia, do the nikah and do the walima. Do not have all kinds of khurafat in this wedding. Please don't do that. Right now, you have not done the arrangements. You have not spent money. I am telling you in advance, please don't do it. That is the place to say it. Not wait for everything to happen and you know what is going to happen. And even before you land there, you know that all of this is going to go on. And then you go there and you say, oh, but you see, I went there, but I told them it is wrong. What good does it do? Complete futile exercise in futility. And as I said, as far as the world is concerned, you are there, your presence confirms that what was going on was right and it had your approval because that is why you were there. Imagine if there is a robbery going on and there is a policeman there,
And you ask the policeman, what were you doing? No, no, I told them what they are doing is wrong. No, I mean, this is what you are doing. Right? There's a lynching going on, there's a murder going on, and the police is standing there and watching, and you tell the policeman, how come you don't do anything? No, we told them it is wrong. It is against the law of the country. Does it work? That is what you are doing. When you go there and you say, I told them, this is what you are, like the policeman who is watching a robbery, who is standing there, you are actually worse than that policeman, because the policeman at least is not stealing. You are telling me that you told them it is wrong, and then you are also stealing from that house. You are participating in that lynching because you are eating the food. You are eating the food there. You are socializing with all your other equally brainless friends. Please, let us fear the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalal. Let us not invite the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on our heads. And let us stop fooling ourselves. And especially those people who are supposed to be the leaders of the community, just wake up. Wake up. Because the punishment for them will be worse than the punishment for the ordinary and common people. And this is not my fatwa. Read the Quran. Read the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said on the day of judgment, when the common people are gathered, they will say, ya Allah, these are the people who misled us. Who? The community leaders. These are the people. These were the people who misled us. Give them double the azab. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, the azab is doubled for them and you. So, if we want to play this game, please understand, doesn't work. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to be honest to and truthful to ourselves and to Him Jalla Jalalu, and to do what pleases Him and not to do what displeases Him, no matter who else it pleases or displeases. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.